today. Hear, receive, and uphold it, bowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深为妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。阿弥陀佛，听到了没有？
Can you all hear?
Loud enough in
the back.
好，我们今天继续往下讲。上一次好像讲到一二三四第四格的半合上中言，那明明清楚记好像没有，还没有开始讲。
We'll continue from last week's talk. We got as far as the fourth sangha, and in obscurity, words of the high and middle paths are in accord. In lucidity, expressions of purity and muddiness are apparent. It seems that we have covered the first phrase already, but we haven't gone to the second one.
这边的明跟暗呢，就是暗合的那个暗啊，跟明的那个明啊，就第一个字的明，来第一个字的暗呢，它。 代表的就是智慧跟烦恼，就是暗是烦恼，然后明是智慧。
In the Chinese, each phrase contains five characters. The first characters of each phrase, 暗, which is obscurity, and lucidity, 明, these are nouns, and they are referring to ignorance and wisdom.
那我们在烦恼当中，有没有离开佛的智慧了？没有，就是暗合上中眼，就是我们在烦恼当中，你苦恼当中，那从来没有离开佛陀的智慧。
But even in vexations, we do not depart from wisdom, which is similar to Buddha's wisdom. They're the same thing. So in obscurity, words of the high and middle path are still in accord. It doesn't depart from wisdom.
大家相信吗？你现在有烦恼啊，或是没有工作啊，可是你还是没有离开佛的智慧心，相信吗？
Do you buy it? Do you buy what I'm saying? That right now, say if you have some vexations, worrying about not having work, in that kind of state, do you believe that you still haven't departed from Buddha's wisdom?
点头啊，可是还是没工作啊。Some
of you nodded, but you know, hey, the truth is you still don't have a job.
一般是这样子，就是第一个，你没有工作。 你会认为我没有工作。事实上，从智慧来讲的话，这个也不是你工作，也不是真的。可是现实就是真的啊，没办法，这叫做迷。Well,
the way things work is, when you don't have work, you perceive that there is a subject that doesn't have work, and then there isn't the object of work. But in truth, in wisdom, that there's no such distinction. But how does it work? You know, the reality is, you know, you are still out of work.
在现实的世界里面，你说没有我，然后。 这工作也是假的，不容易体会啊。可是，就做梦，你的工作是什么？你被坏掉了，你还是觉得很真实啊。It's
really hard, difficult to understand what I'm saying right now because to understand the notion of no self and there isn't a matter of having work or not having work. Even when we're dreaming. We still feel that this is reality. We can't tease it apart.
所以白天 白天就是说哇我没有工作了，这是真的啊。晚上做梦你就没办法，就是做梦梦到你失业了，你不会觉得它是梦，因为就是迷啊。
Well, so in everyday life, when you're out of work, you think, oh, this is reality. But when you're dreaming, you dream that you have become unemployed. You still take it as reality. And this is what we're talking about for being confused and ignorant.
晚上做梦，那梦到你失业的状况，那些梦全部都是你的那一个什么，跟佛一样的智慧心产生的什么？梦的功能，那你把梦当成真。
When you are dreaming, you may dream about getting laid off. But everything that's happening in your dream, they are merely the function, the activities of your own mind. But we don't realize that, and we take it as what's really happening.
But then you jump out of your sleep. Oh my God, I'm on the phone.
他说如可是你醒来的时候发现哎还是没有工作。
其实我们说是醒来，其实从来没有醒来啦。
Well, you're saying when you wake up, but in truth we have never woken up before.
你若是开悟以后你才会知道现在是梦。
Only after you have reached enlightenment that you come to understand, realize thatEverything we're right now all in the dream right now.
我们现在想说我没有工作了，你所想的那个没有工作是你吗？是真的吗？
Well, if you think I don't have work right now, so the thought of not having work or the subject of the person that's not having work, is that really you?
真的有这一回事吗？现在在那边听经了，你那有什么工作不工作的？
You're sitting here right now, listening to me talk. There's no such thing of having work or not work. It's not relevant.
在我们在平常，其实当你想到说啊，我没工作了，那是一个念头而已啊，是心产生一个念头啊，那个就是念头就是心啊，可是你认为那是我没有工作。
When you think, oh, I'm out of job, it's merely a thought, and the thought is created by your mind. And yet we don't realize that it's a thought, and we take it as, you know, the reality of me and the fact of no job.
我们在白天的时候，你所想的，你不会认为那是心的，那就是心念。你认为那是一桩现象，一桩事实。
So everything that we think of in our waking moments, every day, day in and day out, everything, they're merely activities of the mind. They are thoughts. But again, we don't think of it that way. We treat it as the ultimate reality.
你在想说是这法师讲的有道理，没道理，其实都是你的念头而已。可是你就会被自己所想的东西，就是什么，被他迷住了。
Right now you may be making the differentiation, thinking, oh, what the monk is saying, it makes sense, or you may thinking, oh, I don't know what he's talking about, it doesn't make sense. But again, these are merely thoughts. But we don't identify it as thoughts. We treat it as a reality.
你现在只听了以后还是没办法的，相不相信？
Even if you understand this, what I'm saying intellectually, it's still difficult. It's very difficult to experience what I'm saying.
因为我们众生太喜欢相了。
And that's all because us, sentient beings, we are very attached to outer phenomenons.
我曾经听过你说，你要什么美梦成真啊，哈。你要观想说，哦，如果是一个那一个梦境哈，那个理想达到以后，那你想我有多高兴呢？哇，那大家都看着我，你要这样观想，你才有动力。实际上就是你就要打妄想，把那个妄想当成真的啦。那一般人叫做怎么样什么，能够实现你的什么，实现你的理想， 从佛法来讲，你就是在打妄想。
So there's approach for everyday people. It may be in the videotape of The Secret, where if you want to achieve something, you have to visualize the state that after you have achieved it. Envision what it feels like when your dreams come true. So if you want to achieve something, you have to envision how happy you are going to be when you reach that goal. What it's really teaching you is to create all these thoughts and making it become your reality. But what you really need to do is to cut all this off.
那开悟的人可不可以打妄想？
Can a enlightened person have wandering thoughts?
不可以啊。师父讲说，开悟的人还是有念头，他是智慧的念头，其实就是妄想。
Many of you say no. Actually, 师父 has said.Even if someone has become enlightened, he or she will still have thoughts. But these thoughts originated from wisdom.
譬如说，这个开悟的人，还是要度众生，就还是有度众生的功能。师父用讲说是度众生的功能，其实就是妄想。可是他在度众生这个妄想时，他不会把这个妄想，当成是真的。就所以就叫什么，度尽一切众生，实无什么众生得度。
So for a cultivator, we often make the vows to deliver all sentient beings to help them free them from vexations. The thought itself is also a wandering thought. But except for an enlightened person, it's operated with wisdom. The enlightened person is not attached to the phenomenon of delivering sentient beings, or the very thought of delivering sentient beings. So in Chinese, there's a saying that even after you have delivered all sentient beings, there in fact is no sentient beings to be delivered.
所以你失业了哈。你失业了，实际上没有你，也没有失业这件事情。你不会看到这个失业这个像是我，那这个人是我。可这个像有没有？有。所以你失业了，事实上是没有失业，没有你失业了，所以叫做我失业了。你会不会这样想？会不会这样去看待？你如果看待的话，你就知道《金刚经》什么，佛说法即非法，是名为什么？是名为法。
So, if we look at the statement, I have become unemployed. Again, in reality, there is no subject I that has become unemployed. There's no the matter of becoming unemployment. None of these. But even though there's no attachment to subject or object or the matter of fact, but at the same time, phenomenon still exists. And so in the Diamond Sutra, that's why the Buddha said,
就是是法什么是佛法即非佛法是名佛法是吗？
In the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha had taught that.Buddha Dharma is actually not Buddha Dharma. It's just called the name of it is Buddha Dharma.
那这一个就是说，其实大家都可以用这种方式的、啊。你什么现象产生的时候，现象是有的。那实际上那个现象就是一个现象，那我也是一个现象。可是你不会看到这现象有我，那有真的那个现象产生了，那这时候什么，你还是在现象当中，可是不会什么，不会被现象所什么所困惑。
So we can practice like this where we see a phenomenon, identify that there is this phenomenon, but you will not be attached to the phenomenon, nor will you be attached to the subject, the person who is experiencing the phenomenon. So this way, even if you are still within the phenomenon, you are not going to be attached or confused by it.
比如说你像你搭飞机，然后整个你可能想要说 你到时候整个飞机什么从飞机这样掉下来，然后你的身体什么粉身碎骨，粉身碎骨了啊，这是不是像，可不可以想，要不要害怕？
So let's say if you're going to fly to somewhere, and then you could, you know, have this thought, oh, I'm flying, and then all of a sudden the plane crashed, and I have been broken into bits and pieces. Can you think this way? Yes, you can think about it, but do you have to be afraid of it?
You can let it think.那掉下来，那碎就碎啦，就被烧掉啦，然后有人来什么来认尸啦，这想有什么关系？可是讲归讲呢，你还是会觉得哇，这不要啊。
Sure, you can think that way. You know, you're free to think whatever you want. You can think that, oh, there is in fact an airplane that crashed and that I've broken into pieces and then someone has to come and identify my corpse. You could think all these. And there's really nothing to be afraid of. These are just your thoughts. But most people, we don't realize that and we'll probably think, it's better not to think that way.
所以说不管你想你怎么想，那一颗都是用那一颗心，我们就等于说是信也可以，佛信也可以，所以用这个信产生这些相，然后唯一的差别你把这些相当成什么真实，那佛就是产生种种的相，他知道相是有的，可是什么他们叫什么缘起缘灭，或者讲说不真实啊，因为它会起来会消失。
So these are thoughts, and you can think all you want, and your mind, your own very nature creates all these phenomenons. But the problem is we have become attached to these phenomenons, and we treat the phenomenons as real, not realizing that these are merely transient. And they are empty because thoughts and phenomena they arise and they cease.
所以下面那一句就是明哈，就是当你看到你的这个智慧心，或体验到你这个智慧心，那你就能够分明啊。第二个明是分明啊，或能够明白啊，清跟浊是怎么一回事。
So back to the phrase lucidity, the first character in Chinese, there are two repeated characters, but the first one is referring to wisdom and the second one is referring to its operative verb understanding. So understanding the wisdom, after then you will be able to differentiate between what is pure and what is muddy.
那清浊有两个意思啊，这一个就是六环啊，我们就有六道嘛哈，就它是属于凡夫的。那四圣就是圣人境界啊，那这个凡夫是执着的啊，那叫做浊。那六环不执着的，或是六圣不是四圣，它是可能是圣人是那一个是不执着，叫清。你可以分开，你就能够明白。什么叫清，什么叫浊。
Right here, purity and muddiness, it could be explained on two different levels. The first level, we can look at things based on the four saintly realms and the six ordinary realms, ten realms. And then after you have acquired wisdom, you will be able to understand what is pure, which is the four saintly realm, and what is muddy, which is the six ordinary realms.
另外一个比较高的就是你用这个心去分别有 凡有圣叫什么？叫做浊。然后凡圣是心中产生的一种功能，没有凡圣这一回事。我们说性本身非凡非圣，那又可凡可圣，那这个叫清。
On the second level though, of talking about purity and muddiness, it's at a deeper level. Purity is referring, muddiness is referring to the fact that we are making the differentiation between what is saintly and what is ordinary. This differentiating mind itself is muddy. Okay? And, whereas pure is you are not making distinctions anymore. You don't distinguish between what is saintly and what is ordinary. That is pure. So there's a saying that the wisdom mind, the nature, is both ordinary and saintly, and it's also not saintly and not ordinary. That's okay. Nature is not saintly, not ordinary, but it's at the same time both saintly and ordinary. So not making the differentiation between what is common and what is saintly.
那像我们在我们在打坐，我们就可以常发现一个现象，就是什么，要把妄想什么，就是除掉，然后变成没妄想。那这个是跟什么？跟这个浊是相应的，就是即使你没有妄想，你还是在什么？还是在浊的状态之下，因为是在两边，有没有？你去除坏的，然后什么抓好的？
Usually when we are meditating, oftentimes we try to get rid of wandering thoughts. We try to achieve a state of having no wandering thoughts. This attempt in itself is actually muddy because you are making the distinction between what is wandering thought and what is not wandering thought.
那么众生在平常的状态是不是也会这样子？
Ordinary beings like us on a daily basis, don't we operate like that too, having this and that, making differentiation?他有一个问题说，那即使在关注呼吸的时候，关照呼吸，是不是也是在有分别呢？
是啊，就是当然是有分别啊，没有办法直接什么，从有分别跳到这个无分别啊，只要用次第的，先让散乱的心变成专注的心。
Yes, you're still making differentiation. That's because we're not able to jump.Directly from a differentiating mind to non-differentiating mind. And so as an expedient, we use a method to gather all the wandering thoughts and at least to focus the mind to one point. But that in itself is still differentiation.
那我们现在你们在坐在这边，对不对？就是这个听得好的话就欢喜充满，那讲得不好的话就看看表还有几分钟准备开溜，对不对？
So you're all sitting here right now, right? And if you feel what I'm saying is good and you're getting benefit, then wow, you're so happy, full of joy. But if you feel that the talk is not so interesting, then you're probably looking at your watch all the time and calculating how many more minutes do we have left?
你们会想到这是你的分别心，会想到吗？
Do you identify? Can you spot that it's actually your differentiating mind that's operating?
如果你想要就是你的分别心，你就能够什么，把我讲得很差的变成哇好棒、啊，绝对可以的，这不是笑话。我常常讲这个，这个、绝对是可以的。
If you are actually able to identify that, you know it's your differentiating mind that's operating. If you're able to do that, then in fact you will be able to transform whatever I'm saying, even if it's a lousy talk. You're able to change it to something that's wonderful. And I'm not joking. You can really do that. I'm not just joking about it.
禅宗教导什么？一般人是除尽不除心，然后，就是圣人是什么？转心，不是除心不除尽，而是转心不转尽。
尽是境界的尽。
对对对对对。
除凡夫是除尽不除心。
对对对。
然后圣人是用心转，
转
心不转尽。
转心不转尽，或是除心不除尽。
OK。In the Chan school, there's a saying that for ordinary people, we're trying to get rid of external phenomena, but without trying to transform the mind itself. But for a cultivator, enlightened person, what they are trying to do is to change the mind, not the phenomena.
我们一天有多少时间是快乐是来自于静的，还是来自于因为你转心？
On an everyday basis, all your happiness. How often is it because the happiness is originated from you changing the situation, changing the phenomena? Or what is the percentage where your happiness is derived from you yourself changing your own mind?
这个快乐哈、啊，来自于静的比较多的，那请举手。
raise your hand if most of your happiness comes from changing the external situation phenomena.
哎，不要想说改变了，通常是因为静合意啦啊，外境合意，那就快乐了嘛。那外境不合意，想办法去转过来的，那有没有想到说转心的？
You know, actually, most of the time when we feel happy, that's because the external phenomenon is in accordance to our own wish. Or, even if it's not so, then we try to manipulate it, do something to change the phenomenon to suit our own need. That's usually when we derive happiness. But have you ever thought of changing your own mind?
像你们听到，比如说我讲得不好，那去看表，你就忘记要转进，要转心了。
If you are thinking, oh, the talk is lousy, and then you're constantly looking at your watch, if you're doing that, then in fact you have been forgotten to transform your own mind.
你可能就是忘记了，就是说这是你的问题。你只看到说我用什么方式让我是不会觉得说我是流掉的。
So you forget that this is really your own problem, and instead you kept thinking, what can I do so that I can slip away without him noticing?
我们平常很多时间都是这个样子的，因为就是看不到问题是来自于什么，来自于你心的分别心，而不是来自于外境的，所以禅就是凡夫的生活的快，就是说你的快乐啊，或是痛苦啊。都是你自己去什么去抓紧而来分别说我快乐或是痛苦，我幸福或是我是什么命运坎坷。
So in every day we often forget that it's our own mind that's creating happiness or not. It's really not the external phenomenon, but the problem rises from our ability to transform the mind or notSo it's you, and what causes vexation are usually the differentiating mind that's creating all these vexations. It's really up to yourself to decide whether you have a smooth life or your life is full of challenges and burdens.
我们台湾有一个阿杰啦，哈，就是讲台湾话哈。他说：“我比什么人拢较怕命，啊，我比什么人拢较歹命。”
There's a popular singer in Taiwan. And this is in Taiwanese, and he would say that I work much harder than anyone else, yet my life is worse and more difficult than anyone else in the world.
我们也会这样啊，我已经那么尽力了，怎么还是这个样子？会不会？
Do you think like this sometimes, where I have given it my fullest already, yet why is everything still so difficult?
那你尽力就是想要把劲变成你要的，所以 你就发觉就是说啊，怎么外境不是我想要的那种状态呢？
But usually when you're exerting effort, you're exerting effort to try to manipulate and change the external phenomena. And when the external phenomenon doesn't go according to your own wish, then you feel that things are difficult.
那我们很少想到说我又转境然后又转心。
But we seldom think of it this way, where yes, you can try to improve the external phenomenon, but also to transform your own mind.
因为有时候往往就是转心以后就不转境了，那就别人就倒霉了。
转心以后不转境，别人会倒霉。
对，别人会倒霉了。那你要再解释一个例子。
But sometimes we try to transform our own mind without trying to improve the external phenomenon. In that situation, the trouble actually falls on someone else's head.
譬如说你的孩子什么一直看电视，那以前是关掉，就是转静嘛。现在转心以后，就是他看我也就是很高兴，那就不管了。孩子这样倒霉啊，到时候孩子就是。我今天会变成这样，就是我爸爸之前都不管我。
This is an example of what the statement I just said. In the past, for example, if you see your kid watching TV all the time, then you'll try to change the external phenomenon by telling them, turn off the TV. That's trying to change the external phenomenon. But later on, if you learn, oh, I should transform my mind,then you change your mind and feel happy when your kid is watching TV or not. But in that situation, you're not doing anything to the phenomenon. So the kids end up watching a lot of TV. And 10 years down the road, the kid is going to come back and blame you, say, I become this way, it's all because you let me watch all the TV I want. So the trouble ended up, the bad consequences end up on your kid.
那真正就是说转心又转心就是什么？也不一定说啊，孩子你要读书哦，不一定，他是照骂，可是你的心是什么？是在禅定天那种宁静。
So the ideal situation is that, you should still scold your kid. You know, you can tell them to turn off the TV, yet your mind remain in the state of dhyana, in meditation, where it's all peace and tranquil. So even if you're scolding, your mind is peaceful.
你只有在很平静的时候，你那个凶人哦，那个才有力量。
It's only when you are truly peaceful and tranquil where your harsh words will become most powerful.
那这个就是说，你知道心跟静哦，就是要转心。然后，其实当你是这样子的时候，你是转静还是转心？从别人来看你是转静，其实那个静还是你的心。
So, what we need to do is to transform the mind. But even though you are transforming your mind, from other people's observation, they will see that the situation has changed also.
所以你懂这个道理，就是你在任何时间点上。都可以跟外境互动，可是你都可以在这个过程当中又去什么放掉分别心，又去分别外境的好坏，又放掉什么分别心，很矛盾哦。
So, phenomena in the mind is actually constantly interacting. So, changing your mind, you're also affecting the phenomena. So you can make the distinction between what is good and what is bad in the phenomena. Yet,
就是还是要分别外境的好坏，可是心是放掉那个。
是没有好坏。
But in your own mind, you let go of the distinction of good and bad.
这怎么讲呢？有这么讲说，你已经没有分别心了，可是随顺什么？就是世俗说这个是好，你就跟着他说好；世俗说坏，你也跟着说坏，可你心中是没有好坏。
So in other sense, you are letting go of all the differentiation between good and bad, but you go accordance to cause and conditions, to everything that's happening in the world. So if the common standard says something is good, then you will follow along and say, oh, it's good, but your mind is not making distinctions.
那这里面通常你要知道就是外境就是你的心，这一点很不容易，很不容易理解。
What is very crucial in all this is to know that external phenomenon is your mind.
不容易了解啊。
It's difficult to understand, right?
Well, we create reality. 不是 create 的，就是心。
When someone in the audience says that's because the mind creates all the realities. And Fashi says, no, it's not creating. Reality is the mind.
There is different mind because there are different individuals. One person, you know, he likes this thing, another person likes that thing. So there are different individuals in the sense there are different wills. So how can you say that reality is the mind if there are, because there is one reality but multiple minds?
他是说，因为有众生，所以事实上是有很多不同的心的。因为众生都有不同的意志，有不同的意志呢，所以事实上有很多不同的心。可是事实上只有一个事实，一个现实，那怎么解释？
Maybe I answer you in English. Who differentiate such a thought? Where is the individual? Where? Well, I'm
going to say, well, now I'm going to ask you, who is there?然后你说有个人，个人在哪里
？Where?
In the heart.
You talk your mind.
他的回答是说在你心里啊。那法师说，可是你都是只是用说的。
If I understand, we believe that there are separate selves, but that's just a belief, just like.
他有人是说，那我的理解是说，因为我们认为有很多不同的众生，有不同的人，不过事实上这都是我们的认为而已，就像在做梦一样。
这个认为就是心。
The thinking of their individuals, that is the mind.Understand the first part where the wait, I have to translate first. Can you wait a second, please?
Yeah.
One second. 他的问题是说，那你怎么解释这句话？就是，观察者就是被观察者。
You're walking down a very hard road, and you sweat, and you're tired, and you're disgusted, and you're thinking about all your problems.And finally, you turn a corner in the road, and you see this beautiful, gigantic mountain with snow on the top, you know. And you're stunned by it all of a sudden. And that observation stops the thought process, seems to stop the thought process entirely. So you could say in that case, perhaps the observer is the observer, and that the thinker is the thought.
他举一个例子说，比如说今天天气很热，你走在一个很热的路上，然后一路就觉得啊真不舒服，然后不断的抱怨，然后忽然转走到路的一端，你忽然看到面前出现一座大山，然后山上有积雪啊，感觉非常的清凉。那这个时候呢，之前的所有的抱怨的心似乎都停止了。那这个时候是不是可以说，就是可以同时说想法，想事情的人就是想法本身，观察者就是观察被观察者本身。
不是。No.
No. 想到的是师父在一本书里面曾经解释过，那师父应该是从《瑜伽师地论》里面提到说，佛法里面事实上并不否认众生的存在，所以当我们在讨论这个事情的时候，比如说心啊相的时候，很多人可能会开始害怕，觉得说，哎，那是不是一切众生都没有了？可是师父说，这不是佛法说的，并不否认其他众生的存在。
哦，就是其实我们现在讲也是一样啊，就是。你任何一个现象都存在，那这个现象，你想想说是心变现的也好，是说它本身就是心也好，并没有否认到现象的存在。可是现象本身不是心的本性，心的那个性，因为下面我就会讲了啊。
So we're talking about all phenomenons exist. We could either explain it as the phenomenons are manifestations of the mind, or we can explain it as phenomenons is, they are the mind itself. But regardless of which explanation, it does not deny the existence of the phenomenon.
那我举个解释好了，就是水啊，水把它换来这个茶杯，它会变成一个什么圆的，那把它放在一个四方的，会变成四方的像，对不对？请问水是不是圆的像？是不是四方的像？不是，它没有否认这个像的存在。可是水是不是四方像或是圆像？不是。
But what we need to realize is that a phenomenon is not the mind. So let's use water example. If we put it in the cylindrical cup, then it becomes, you know, a cylinder shape. And if we put it in a cubic container, then the water, the shape becomes cubic. But does the water has a circular shape or a cubic shape? No, water is water.
同样的，我们的心想到 害怕的就害怕的相出来了，想到高兴的相，高兴的相就出来了。你不能讲说害怕的相没有，高兴的相没有，有，可是心假设是害怕的相，它就不可能变成什么高兴的相，因为心是就像水一样，它什么都不是，可是它可以什么产生各种相，各种相不是性。
So similarly, the mind, if you think of fear, then your mind gives rise to a phenomenon of fear. And when you think of happiness, then it gives rise to the phenomenon of happiness. When you're thinking of fear, you cannot be thinking of happiness at the same time. So the phenomena of fear and happiness, they do exist. However, these are phenomena, they are not the mind itself.
那禅宗也好像不是很大声的，后面听得到吗？
Can you hear in the back?
听得到啊，这样比较好。禅宗会想说这一个云在什么青天，水在什么水缸。
In Chan school there's a phraseThat says, the clouds are floating in the sky and water is in the bottle.
好，他们常会讲说，就是什么叫祖师西来云，他就说，云在青天，水在缸啊。
So often there's a koan that says,
祖师西来云。
What is the purpose of the patriarch coming to the west?That's a stock phrase in Chinese school. And oftentimes the response would be clouds in the sky and waters in the bottle.
好，那个在天上那个云是不是水？不是哦，云不是水哦。
So the cloud in the sky is cloud water?Is cloud water?
Huh? 云是不是水？
是。
那冰是不是水？
是。
Is ice water?
那冰的形状跟云的形状有没有一样？
Do they look the same, cloud and ice?
那你跟我讲说云的形状或冰的形状是水吗？
Do you say that they are the shape of water, ice and cloud?
像不是对不对？好，那您哥讲说云不是水吗？
But can you say the cloud is not water?
我再讲一下哈，你可以讲说云的像那个形象，或是那个冰的形象是水吗？不是，我现在不讲叫像啊。
Is the form of cloud water? The form.
Or the shape or appearance.
The shape.
Or appearance.
The appearance of the appearance of cloud is a water?
No.
No,
water has no shape.
好，再来哈。你可以讲说云不是水吗？
But can you then say cloud is not water?
好的啊，你可以讲说那个形状是水吗？云的形状是水吗
？And then can you say the shape of the cloud is water?
好，同样的，我们心产生种种的相，就我讲话这个，我讲话这个是三个字对，三个相不一样对不对？你可以讲说是三个相。是心吗？
So by extension, the mind gives rise to all the different phenomena. For example, I'm talking. So I am talking. It's three words. Can you say I is my mind? Am is my mind? Talking is my mind?
不是，讲话那个内容是我的心吗？那个像。 那一个有像的东西，有内容的东西是我的心吗？
So the phenomenon of talking, is that my mind? Is that my nature?
一样啊，就是相不是心，可是那一个讲话那个东西就是心。
The phenomenon is not the mind, but the thing that's talking is the mind.
好，再用一个比喻好了，这个是黄金哈，我这只手是黄金哈。
we have a nice metaphor there, the clouds in the sky, but the water's in the body. Okay, now if we apply this to phenomenon in mind, when you have a phenomenon, is that water in the bottle? If it's already a phenomenon, it's out there being expressed, is that analogous to water in the bottle in the first phrase that it's said? The mind in general,not up here, right? But when it becomes a phenomenon, it's like the water in the bottle. Is that what we're driving at?
他的问题是说，法师刚用的比喻是很好的，云在青天，水在瓶。那这个比喻的话，如果我们套到心来讲，说当心产生现象的时候，这个相是不是就等于那个水在瓶？这个是不是类似的比喻？
对对对，没有错。就是我讲，比如我讲，比如我讲青天啊，比如讲我是谁，那这个我就讲有点像是云，那是什么？是冰，然后什么？谁是什么？是水，那这三个都是相，不同的相，对不对？可是他们的本质都是心。
So the act, yes, that is analogous. If I say I am talking, you know, the fact that I'm talking, or if I utter the phrase I am talking, I is a form, am is a form, and talking is a form, and
I 是音
the I you can call is.Parallel to the cloud, and am is parallel to
ice,
and talking is parallel to water. But these are all phenomena and forms, and what is saying all these is the mind. What is making all the utterances, creating all these phenomena and forms, is the mind.
So phenomena arise out of what we're calling mind, and that's all phenomena.Is this like the mind, one, you know, in the awakening of faith, you know, one mind, two gates, and so on? Where the mind is everything. That big mind is everything. Phenomena are generated out of it in some way, or they appear out of the big mind. But then as far as individual people are concerned, we're all of us,are equally real, but we're all just emanations out of that big mind. Is that right?
But then we are creating.
Wait. Overload. Though 菩萨的问题是说，那是不是说所有的相都是由心而起的，心创造所有的相？那是不是就像大乘起信论里面说的，就是一个大我吗？
大心呢、
啊？是一个大心。然后呢，虽然说众生是存在的，可是这些都只是这个大心里面起来的一些相。
So these all arises from the big mind, right? Individuals
right,
do
Buddha
exist,
mind,
but
mind,
right, but they arises, they are manifestations of
right,
of the big mind.
All phenomena in the ordinary world manifest.
其实后面就会讲到这一部分了啊。
We'll get to it later in.It's here in the phrase.
我现在先讲也可以啦啊，就是心，只要有功能，就会跟着有相出来。 那我们众生产生种种的相，就是我现在讲话，话不同的话就有不同的相。那我们众生是用这些心去执着这些现象，看不到性。那圣人，像师父讲说，圣人算是同时看到性跟相。
As long as there's nature and mind, and there's a function of the nature of mind, it gives rise to phenomenon. And so it's phenomenon is the function of the mind. And the difference between sentient beings and an enlightened person is that an enlightened person is not attached to the phenomenon.
那心变产生种种的功能，产生种种的相，心还是无相的。
Even though the mind gives rise, has the ability to have all these different functions, and which give rise to all these different phenomena, but the mind itself is formless.
那我们众生比较麻烦的是，就是所有的相都是你心中的相，可是我们就是有办法把它分成那个相是别人的，是外面的相。
The problem with sentient beings is all the phenomena in the world are actually created by our own mind. But as sentient beings, we start to make distinctions between that is someone else's phenomena and this is my phenomenon.
就像现在大家坐在这边呢，全部是你，还是坐在椅子上的那个是你？
So as we're all sitting here right now, is the entire thing part of you? Is it you?Or the person, the body that's sitting on in your chair is you.
哪一个？
Which one is it? The whole
嘴巴讲的还是
just,
还是经验上就是这样子的。
Someone answered, the whole thing is you. And Fa Shi asked, Are you saying this out of your intellectual understanding or out of your own experience?
我们平常就是什么？我们。一打开看到这些全部都是相，可是你就是赶快分离，这是我，那是别人，那有什么办法？
As a function of mind, these are all phenomena. However, we draw the distinction between this is my phenomenon and that is your phenomenon.
就你听过这个观念的话，你有没有想说，好，全部都是我的相，都是心中的相，你还是这是我，没办法啦。
But even hearing this.Are you able to really open up to say this is all my phenomenon, or you are still restricted to your own way of thinking this is me?
因为白天就是这样七分，对，白天还不太容易知道就是那个相就是我的，但是因为白天这样七分就是我的相，那其他是别人的相，晚上整个梦境都是你的什么，你心中的相啊。可是你晚上还是会气温，这是我，这是你，因为是什么？白天的什么罪业？
That's how we operated in all our waking moments. That we make distinctions between me and yours. This is my phenomena, and that is your phenomena. It's hard. Maybe it's a little bit more difficult to detect that during the day. But when you're sleeping, really everything that's created in your dream, these are merely your own phenomena. But because of residue, the way that we are used to think during waking moments, that even in our dreams, we make distinctions between this is my phenomena and your phenomena. Those are lingering effects from the day.
这个叫罪业。
罪业啊。
这个叫罪业，最大的罪业。
This is the biggest, most substantial karmic karma.
Bad karma.
Negative karma.
不是 negative, 是
bad karma.
if form is emptiness and emptiness is form,if I say,that only me sitting here, this is just me, that's the only statement that's correct, that would be incomplete. But then if I say only all of this is me, that would also be an incomplete statement.
如果说我们说是空即是色，色即是空的话，那即使我现在说 我如果是现在回答说坐在这边的我是我，这样子的答案是不完整的。可是同时即使我们说这整个都是我，也还是不完整的，不是吗？
因为你在讲这是我的时候，你是对立分别的，分别是小我是我，当你分成整体的是我的时候，你还是从小我来分别大我，你从来没有是什么超越什么大小，而就是什么没有小我大我的大我，我一般人做不到。
So you are still making the differentiation. Even, so if you're saying I'm the me that's sitting here is me, then you are talking about the smaller self. And then even if you say the everything is me, you are using your smaller self to differentiate the greater self. And these are all differentiation. You never leave the realm of self, great self.
所以我们就是活在对立的什么两元世界啊，两元世界。你看到什么都是。就是有办法把它切割成什么，成等于是我们叫 A， 你看到 A 一定是建立在归 A 来看到 A，ABC 的 A。
So we never leave that. We are constantly making differentiations, the binary differentiation between self and others, and we kept using the statement A is not A. A equals not A. That's how we're operating.
我刚才说这种分别是最大的罪业啊，这是最根本的啊。我们一般是分别就是啊，我要做好，不要做坏。那你除坏，那做好，那我们就是哇，就我造了什么善业。可是从这个心本来就是什么非善非恶。状态之下，你分别，这是我，这是你，这是善，这是恶，这是最大的，我们叫做无明，就是根本的罪业。
分别心吗？
他们是分别心呢、啊。
就是我意思说，就是我跟他的分别心。
那是无明。
无，
这是无明。
So that's why I said earlier that this differentiating mind is the most fundamental, bad karma.Usually on a daily basis we might say, oh, I should do this because this is good and I shouldn't do that because that's bad. But ultimately it's this distinction between self and others, and this is the most fundamental ignorance.
所以我们凡夫就是在向上里面什么，我们叫做取舍，不要这个要这一个，你再怎么弄你还是在向上。
So ordinary sentient beings, we make differentiations on the basis of phenomenon. So we look at phenomena and say, I want this and I don't want that. But no matter how you operate, as long as you're doing that, you're still making differentiation and on the phenomenal basis.
所以就是它的根本就是什么？看到任何现象，不需要去转它。看到这都是心中所产生的相，那你唯一的就是什么，你要放掉分别心，不要离开相，放掉分别心。
So observing all the phenomena that we realize that it's the function of the mind, and what we really need to do is toLet go of the differentiating mind.
放掉分别心。
啊、
放掉分别心。
对对。那通常就是我们想说我们看不到我们的分别心，我们只要看到相，好跟坏。那这整天都在努力什么，把不好的相转为什么好的相，把不好的感觉转为什么好的感觉。我们整天在努力这一些。
So we fail to see that ultimately the important thing is the differentiating mind. It's the differentiating mind. So we, but usually what we do is we look at the phenomena and then we try to change the phenomenon to make it suit our own wishes. That's where we exert all our efforts, but we don't see that the root is the differentiating mind.
所以他这一个整个就是在讲就是性跟相的那种关系，那也就是说我们还会是用到水来比喻，就是一个很肮脏的相，水放在一个很肮脏的相，水脏不脏？
So this whole thing is really just talking about the relationship between nature and phenomenon. Again, let's use water as an analogy. If there's a phenomenon that is filthy, if you put water into that phenomenon, does the water turn dirty?
会哦，我说那个形状的，不是。就水你把它放了一个肮脏的像，比如说就是什么就是坐在这个马桶里面大便那个像啊，弄这样的像就是肮脏嘛，水会不会变成肮脏的像，那个会不会变质？
Let's say there's a phenomenon, it's something really filthy and full of dirt, and if you put the water into the phenomenon, does the nature of the water change?
不会，所以当你水倒到一个我们叫做一个大便的像倒进去以后，水还是那么清净的。
So no, even if we pour water into a container that's made of the shape of shit, that's still not going to change the water itself.
那一般人怎么看啊？赶快哟，再把它换成一种佛像哦。
But usually ordinary people will say, how could you do that? And then we have to put water into another container that's in the shape of Buddha.
就这样，这样这水就变成清净了嘛，对不对？
Then does the water become pure?
水有没有清净？水早就清净了，是你那个分别心还是在随机分别，从来没有改变的。
Is the water pure? The water is already pure. It never changed.It's our differentiating mind that's making distinctions between good and bad.
就你那个分别心还是在的，你把那个肮脏的相改为什么？改为很清净的相，分别心会不会消失？不会的。
Your differentiating mind is still there. No matter what you do, if you change a filthy container, an ugly shape into something that's pure looking, your differentiating mind is still there.那日常生活不是都是随时随地在分别吗？像买个椅子也要分它是红的、绿的、黄的，那随时都要，这是我们每次每天都是用这个分别心在操作。那有没有什么对抗它的方法？
等一下。
Wait a sec. 那个
相由心生。
Yeah.
佛陀说过，过去心不可得，现在心不可得，未来心不可得，这个心不消，无所住产生其心。
所以问题是什么呢？
那讲翻译就而已了。
翻译。
那回答了啦。
OK. So there's a saying in Chinese where the phenomena arises from the mind.And then also in the Six Patriarch Sutra, they also talk about where the mind of the future is not attainable, the mind of the past is not attainable, and the mind of the present is not attainable.
还有另外一个是什么？
因为我所做的生于心。
And then the mind is not abide, does not abide in anything, and that's the rise of the mind itself.
我还是回答他刚才这个问题。就是 日常生活中，因为我们已经分别习惯了，那你的心因为按照这种模式在分别，所以你就得到这种什么分别的果报。那我们一般来讲就是叫做你自己产生凡夫的果报啦。虽然那个心本身不是凡夫，也不是圣人，可是你自己认为这就是这个样子，所以你就会产生凡夫的果报。
And back to your question, yes, the mind does operate on that, in that mode, differentiating mode, and that's because of that, that we create all these karma that's ordinary of differentiating karma. Even though the mind itself is neither saintly or ordinary, but because we perceive it that when we're attached to this differentiating way of thinking, that we create differentiating karma.
Wait a moment. 就是你在分别蓝、分别绿、分别什么、分别红，你不会认为蓝是你的心，绿是你的心，红是你的心。你产生好坏的感觉，你认为感觉是你，不是心。总而言之，就是在分别当中，我们是有种差别待遇的，就这种什么心在分别，我们没有办法看到，就是椅子，红的椅子是我的心，然后什么绿的也是我的心，黄的也是我的心，然后我在看，不是我在看椅子，就是我的心，我们没办法，所以我们就是只能够是我选择椅子，那有什么办法？因为我们一直活在相对的世界里面的。
The fact that we're making distinction between blue, yellow, and red chairs, we don't realize that blue is my mind, green is my mind, red is my mind. We don't see that. We are operating with differentiating mind, and so we think, oh, I'm looking at blue, I'm looking at red or yellow, not realizing even the act of looking at these.Is the mind itself.
也就是说，我们的心一直在动，前念后念，前念后念，后念看前念，后念变成心，前念变成外境。我们心这样子运作的，所以你总是感觉有个心看外境，其实是心动，变成没有能守的心，就变成能守的心。
It's because of the constant movement of the mind, where we have the previous thought and the latter thought. You know, the mind keeps moving one non-stop, and usually we don't realize that these are all the mind itself. Instead, the later thought, the second thought, becomes the subject, and the previous thoughts become the object. And so the mind is constantly looking at itself.As subject and object.
But I mean, that's not to imply that a differentiating mind is bad. When I ride home today, I hope everyone agrees with me that a red light means stop. But it's just, you know, that is necessary to function in the world. It's when all my thoughts about.Being angry at being stopped at a red light, you know, caused my suffering. There's a difference between accepting something as a differentiating mind versus, you know, thoughts that are creating suffering. Is that correct?
所以他的问题是说，可是我们并不代表说分别心一定是不好的，对不对？比如说，我们现在大家回家看到一个红灯，大家应该都知道红灯代表要停下来的意思。那这个分别心是必要的。那是不是说，可是如果说看到红灯，我现在生气了，说怎么有红灯？那这种心，才是不好的。
现在就是一般人只能够随顺世间，就是不要生气。那不要生气不好的，那就很平静是好的。可是看不到我在开车，我看到红灯，看不到这种能守本身是一个什么？是一个分别心啊，我们一般人不会看到有能有所是分别心，实际上是最细腻的一个分别心的一个什么根源，我们叫做无明。
usually we may be able to observe the feelings that arises based on the distinction mind. For example, seeing a red light, feeling angry or not angry, we're able to detect that. But we cannot detect the fact that we are making a distinction of I am driving, I am seeing the red light. That's the more fundamental aspect, and that's the kind of distinction we're talking about.
所以就是一般人，这部分看不到，只能够在那个好坏，把坏转成好的，把乱的转成平静的，把生气转成什么，就是不生气。那看不到能所，那这边你讲就是说，心本身没有能所的。
So usually what we're able to observe is good and bad, the phenomenal level. So what we do is we try to transform bad to good, and we try to transform chaotic phenomenon to an orderly phenomenon. But we fail to see at a more fundamental level of the distinction of subject and object.
那我们也看不到坏是没有好坏的坏，我们是坏是有好坏的坏。
坏是没有好坏的坏。
就是我们没有到那个层次，我们看不到坏是没有好坏的坏，我们只看到坏是好坏的坏。
We have not attained the state of understanding where we are able to realize when we talk about good or bad. There's really no such thing as good or bad. We, right now, we are able, what we do is we operate on the basis of seeing good and bad and knowing something is good or bad.
我是讲来不清楚，就是我们是用相对 的方式来看，就是有好有坏，这是相对的方式来看好坏，来看好还是坏。我们看不到是根本好或是坏，根本就是它根本就是没有相对，它本身好也不是从好坏来看到，好本身就是就像水把它放在那个大便那个形状，所以说哇，怎么放在大便上这个形状？哎呀，放在那个什么活像的形状，它不会啊，它放在什么东西就什么，就水从来也不会什么，因为放在大便的那个形状，它就什么就觉得不好。那放在那个活像的形状就觉得好，它永远是什么没有好坏的好，要怎么样又怎么样啊。
So we keep looking at things at relative at a binary level where there's good and bad. And we are not able to realize that there's really, it transcends good and bad. It's just like putting the water in a container that's shaped like shit versus a container that's shaped like a Buddha. It doesn't change the nature of the water itself.
反正就是说我们众生已经太习惯了好坏，这就是能所这样的状态去看待世间，所以就永远是在能所的状态之间里面在生活。
Because all ascension beings were so used to operating with in the mode of having a subject and an object, so we don't see it anymore, and that's just the way we operate.
所以我们后面再看呢，四大性智物，如子得其母。火热风动摇，水湿必坚固。这边就会谈到这一部分。
So moving on to the fifth stanza, the four great elements return to their own nature as a child finds its mother. Fire burns, wind moves and shakes. Water moistens, earth solidifies. This is talking about what we have just discussed.
水，它的性就是空性，就是想讲说什么，色即是空，水。就是空性，火也是空性，那空性就是像妈妈，然后那个水就是什么，就是儿子。那我们是看到儿子看不到什么妈妈，妈妈不见了。
So the very nature of water is emptiness. The nature of Buddha is emptiness. So emptiness is the nature, it's like the mother, and the form, water, is the child. But the way we operate is that we are able to see the child, water, but we fail to see, we can't find emptiness anymore.
然后冰变成银以后，我冰说哇，我变成银了，就是妈妈，妈妈都跟着你的，那个什么，妈妈就是什么，就是水。
So even if ice has become clouds, you know, people may lament and think, well, how could ice become cloud? Not realizing that the nature, water, is there all the time.
这一个临济啊，临济禅师他有讲叫做无畏真人啊，没有位置的真正的人。他讲到就是说，好，那我穿了一个什么？穿了一个像银这种形象的一个什么一个衣服，好，那我穿了一个像一个冰块这样形状的衣服，可是我什么都不是。
So, Chan Master
林济
Chan Master 林济 has said, coined the phrase of, a true person without position, a true person without position.Meaning that this person could be wearing a shape, a robe that's the shape of a cloud or the shape of the ice, but the person itself doesn't change.
那我们因为就是看不到那个真人，你任何相都是那个真人产生的相，或者我们说真心产生的相。可是我们一向从来没有离开真心，可是我们就是喜欢相的。
But we cannot see that true person, which is the mind. We don't see that anymore. And we don't realize that everything else that we see is created by this mind.
So, 你现在听经，有没有你在听我讲经？
So right now you're listening to me talk. Is there a you that's listening to me?
如果你认为你在听我讲经，你就走向。
If you think you have the impression that you are listening to me talk, then you are attached to phenomenon.
那你认为我讲好坏，那又是什么？又是更什么？更知觉了。
If you make a distinction of, oh, this talk is good or this talk is not so good, this is even further removed, a further down the road kind of distinction.
所以以后一个很烂的华师来，你来听的，哇，华喜充满，表示你是什么？你没有着相。
If a lousy teacher, a master comes here and give a talk, yet you are still able to feel very, very joyful, then that's a sign that you're no longer attached.
这个不要笑，就是真的，就是说你在任何一个现状当中都看到那个心是。永远是什么不动的，不会变化的，可是可以产生各种相。你这样子去的话，你才有可能看到性跟相。
I'm not joking about this. Only if you're able to in any kind of situation, able to see that the mind is unchanging and unmoving.Only if you're able to do that in all different kinds of situations can you begin to see the operating of subject and object, of nature and phenomenon.
当你看到好跟坏，你跟我的时候，就是因为你看不到你的分别心，你看不到你心在动。
When all you can see is you or me, or good and bad,that's because you're not able to see your differentiating mind. You're not able to see that your mind is moving.
所以下次我们讲经就比较不会有压力。
So in the future, whenever I give a teaching, I don't feel much pressure.
同样的翻译也没有什么压力。
The interpreter wouldn't have pressure either.
这样以后就什么？就是我要看一看人多表示着相的人是吗？不着相的人比较多了，不是讲好的才多，然后讲少了就少，表示着相的人还是比较多。
So in the future, if there are more people in the audience, if the talk is good and fewer people if the talk is bad, if I see that kind of pattern, then I can tell whether still a lot of people who are attached. But otherwise, if it's all uniform, then you know, people are not so attached anymore.
这样不准，应该就是说，好的法师很会讲的法师他才出现，然后很糟的他不出现，就表示他走向。
Or people only show up when the master is really good, and when someone is not so good at talking, then the audience is very few.
不是，是那个人就是，就是同一个人。
同一个神宗呢？哦，他不出现。
就是他好的法师来，他出现；那不好的法师回来，这个人就是很走向。
If someone only shows up when the teacher is good, and doesn't show up when the master is not so good, then that person is still very attached.
那表示说，这个人他就是什么，一直在那个分别，在向上分别。
That means that person is still attached to this making distinctions on the phenomenal level.
这很难啊，可是这个真的就是，真的就是触到你的心性了。
What I'm teaching here is difficult, but this is addressing the matter at the most fundamental level, talking about your very nature.
我在十几年这个道理就懂了，可是师父讲经的时候我都会到，可是我们的师兄弟呢，知道应该也要去听，也平等的心，可是好像，我还有事啊，就没去了。
是你吗？
我。
So I understand this principle a long time ago, a few decades ago, but I still make the distinction. You know, when it's Shifu talking, then I show up. But when it's my Dharma brothers that's giving a talk, then I think, oh, I have so many other things to do.
就是我能够做到，也都还早。
It's actually still too early for it's.I'm still not able to embody this.
因为讲经，就是师父讲经，只是在我一天当中可能是一个小时，或者是一个月一次。可是我在任何时间点上都会碰到什么好啊、坏的，那就是分别心。你那个东西都没办法的话，你有分别心就更看不到了。
Shifu's teaching, it's only maybe once a week or once a month, but really in every waking moment when I'm operating in my daily life, I still see good and bad in abundance, and that's the operating of my differentiating mind.
就像你们开车来，有没有分别心？这条路就是堵车，就不跑了。或是说啊，这条路来了，我练习欢喜心。你可能不是练习欢喜心，看怎么哪一条路比较快。
So when as you're driving here today, is your differentiating mind operating? For instance, you're driving and then you see that this road there's traffic jam, and so do you then avoid it and go to the next road, or maybe you still take the road and practice.Try to transform your mind and feel still happy about it.
当然，进来这边的时候，你是不是找个位置你比较喜欢的
？When you come into the hall, don't you look around and find a seat that you like the most?
你可能看不到这是分别心。
But you probably still don't see it as differentiating mind at work.
所以你懂这个的话，你那个修行是这个，可以在生活上。你跟外境接触的时候，你可以化解什么？处处在什么起跟舍。
So if you understand this principle in the everyday interaction, you will be able to see that every instant your mind is constantly grasping or forsaking something.
那像刚才我讲的说啊，就是师父在讲，那我也去听。那我们的师兄弟，我想去听，这样子有没有平等？还没有，你还是我听师父，我听师兄，你都还没有去什么去看那个能所的那个烦恼。
Even if I can operate thinking that if 师父 is teaching, then I'll go listen to it. If my Dharma brothers are teaching, then I will still go listen to it. Even if I'm able to do so, doesn't mean that I don't have a differentiating mind. No, it doesn't.I'm still operating with the notions of subject and object. There's a me that's listening to lectures.
所以就是说你 从进来这边听经的时候，你就要开始没有我进来听经，但是实际上别人看到是我进来听经，叫做听经。
So the way it should be is that you come into the hall today listening to the talk, but there's with you don't you're not operating with the notion of me coming in to listen to the talk. You're not thinking that way. But from other observers' perspective, they will see that there's a phenomenon of you coming in to listening to the talk, and this is called the act of listening to the talk.
那如果你是跟话头结合在一起的话，你从那个进来就开始。要听见的是谁？那你边走，听见的是谁？听见的是谁才能够什么？才能够从那边唱话头唱到这边来，才能够有一点稍微感觉说是没有听见的我，没有讲经的法师。
And if you combine this understanding with the practice of 话头 as soon as you enter the hall, you should be investigating who is it that's coming to listen to talk.Who is it that's listening to the talk? If you're able to keep thinking that way, then maybe you will get a beginning taste of the notion of subject and object.
我们参话的人就是在禅堂会这样参的，就是来这边就不会了。
Usually for people who investigate in Hua Tou, they use the method in the meditation hall. But on a daily basis, when they come in to listen and talk, they drop the method.
好，我们现在时间到了，有没有时间到了？
Now I say time's up. Is there the fact of time is up?
你还是不参的。
Is time really up? You still do not start your investigation, do you?
没办法，就是我们已经习惯了，就是什么，在这种分别、取舍的一种什么的这个世界。
It cannot be helped. This is because we're used to the pattern of making differentiation and constantly grasping something or avoiding something.
可是有没有用？
But does it work?
至少就是少分别一下子也好啊。
But just purely understanding, at least if we're able to make a little bit less differentiation, that works.
你可以定个目标，就是说。我下次进来的时候就是什么，就是进来不知道我进来了，坐下不知道我坐下了，听经不知道我听经了，可是你都听得清清楚楚了，就进来了，也都是有进来的，这样的话你才能够体会到师父什么，这个藏经从这边搬过去那边，可是他有没有搬藏经？有，可是他不知道他搬完了藏经。
So maybe you can try this as a practice. When you come in next time, you can think that there's no I that is coming into the hall. There's no I that's sitting down. And there's no I that is listening to the lecture. And if you're able to practice like that, then maybe you will begin to understand what Shi Fu had talked about, where he had stated earlier that when he was moving the sutra, the great collection of sutra, he doesn't know that himself has finished moving a sutra. Then maybe you were able to experience it yourself.
那实际上不是没有我，而是讲说，那谁坐下了，谁进来了，谁在听经，你才能够去体验到说，哎，没有我在听经，没有我在坐下。
So we talk about no self, and it begins by we asking.Who is coming in? Who is sitting down? And who is listening to a lecture? And through this kind of questioning, we'll be able to understand the notion of no self.
Oh, 讲归讲，你不要太认真。
we're having this whole discussion, but don't take it too seriously.
Oh, 我要可能等一下你们爬到站上去了。站在那边不打菜了，不吃了。
If you take it too seriously, you may be going downstairs during lunchtime and just stand there, you know, like and not taking the food.
所以听听就好啊。
Just listen at ease.
好。
Okay. We'll recite the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas.Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind, exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。